You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about four priests who decided one Monday afternoon to go to the local country club for a round of golf, all dressed in their golf shorts and golf shirts, completely anonymous. After about five holes on the golf course, their caddy asked them, he said, "I hope you don't mind me asking, but," he said, "by any chance, are you four guys Catholic priests?" And they replied, "Well, yes, as a matter of fact, we are, but how did you know? We have our golf shorts on and our golf shirts." And the caddy replied, "Well," he said, "I've been caddying a long time, and never in my life have I ever seen four guys on the golf course hit so many bad shots and not utter one curse word." If I cursed every time I hit a bad golf shot, I would be condemned after only one hole. This fourth Sunday of Easter is traditionally referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday, because today's scriptures and mass texts are full of images of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Also, on this fourth Sunday of Easter since 1964, the Catholic Church of the United States has designated this as a day of prayer for vocations, since the role of priests and religious is to be spiritual shepherds of God's holy people, always seeking, of course, to imitate the example of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And as we are reminded by our bishop's unveiling of his recent pastoral plan for the restructuring of our diocese, we are dramatically reminded, as he tells us, that our future is based upon a projection of only 150 priests in our diocese to serve over 120 parishes. It becomes obvious that we have a great need for more vocations. And so today we will conclude our prayers of intercession with our prayer for vocations, beseeching the Good Shepherd to provide us with more leaders to tend his flock. I'm sure that everyone couldn't help but notice the scaffolding at the front entrance of our church as you entered this morning, put in place this week to install the beautiful new Frey stained glass window over the front portal of our new church. On the first weekend of May, during the 5 p.m. Saturday Mass, the month of Mary, we will have a special blessing of this new window. But this weekend, Good Shepherd Sunday, I'd like to call your attention to another stained glass window, the Good Shepherd window, located just next to the front entrance of our church near the bell tower. This was another Emil Frey stained glass window, fabricated around 1928, that was removed from our old church and reinstalled here in our new church. Now that that window is at eye level and much more visible, take a close look at it as you leave church today, not only to appreciate its artistic beauty, but also to remind yourself that we're all called to imitate the Good Shepherd, because we all have a shepherding role in life, whether it be as parents or grandparents, teachers, counselors or coaches, employers, priests, catechists, lay ministers, neighbors, caregivers, community leaders, our elected officials. Like the Good Shepherd, we are all called to always put the sheep first. As we read about and hear about the selection of our new spiritual shepherd, Pope Francis, we can't help but be inspired by the example that he has given to all of us in just a few short weeks as the successor of Peter. By discarding some of the formality of his office and rejecting some of the perks of his position, he has vividly reminded us that the good shepherd always puts the sheep before the shepherd. Let us pray on this Good Shepherd Sunday that we might all have the courage and humility to do the same. For indeed, in some way, we are all shepherds. And we are all called to imitate in our shepherding the example of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who has promised to shepherd us safely to eternal life.